So the Ramah said, or a person was mechal Shabbos in order to save money, which is improper to do. So the law is he's mechuyev to misana 40 days. Mondays and Thursdays. 20 weeks, in other words, on Mondays and Thursdays. If he can push it off to the winter, where the days are shorter, these are fasts from the morning till the evening, so he can push it off to the morning. Okay. This is all talking about whether it's the raisa or the rabbanon. This is all talking about he did a b'shoigeg. He forgot. He believed it was mutter. That's a shoigeg. Okay, now feel like a shavur b'meizid. Even if he did b'meizid, hoya machma shechofer guma lahatmin ma'os mipnei ha'nosim chiyotz b'zeh. His fear of the loss of money overpowered him, and he, because of that, he just like didn't think straight, and he did an aver. Avrahol over b'shat nefesh, a person doesn't care, just transgresses because he willfully doesn't care. The malach tavosay tzarech kapar yosef yosef. 40 tenezim is not going to do it for him. He needs a lot more than that. Ki uchayv skila al kaponim kores lechein tzarech tshuva shlema. He has a chiyuv skila. He did b'mezid, so this is not going to replace skila. Person who's mechal Shabbos to save a life did the right thing. Women who lit the candle for the yoledes. So they say, "Hey, we did something wrong." So they're misana afterwards. So you should know it's improper that which they're fasting afterwards. When they did it for the purpose of the yoledis, is wrong, because when they did it for yoledis, it's mutter to do it. There's no reason to fast. Lo yachol baser says, and after the fast, you shouldn't eat meat and drink wine. Hainu belayla shachar tainus, the night after the tainus, even though you're allowed to eat, you should not eat meat or drink wine. Okay. Then besides that, in the place of the korban chatos, he should give yudches pshitim. 18 pshitim was a type of a coin to stock. Now, who can chesh ben chof zayin ma'ois? Who the erech hamisha zehuvin? It's equivalent of equal to 17. It's 27 ma'os types of coins. Give chesh pshitim. I'm not sure how much a ma is being used as a ma here. It means more of the Gemara, not. Kol poshet hu gadol v'chetzi polnish. A poshet is 1.5 polnish. Polnish is a type of a coin, a Polish coin. There was a large and a half Polish coin. A gadol. His name is the coin. But gadol hu more, and a gadol is a more. So 18 is 27. With Tam l'shir zeb, why is the shear 27 mo? Shekosu apostkim. Zeh your pochus shebekvasim or shebizim oisoes. The time when they wrote it, this is the cheapest goat or sheep cost that amount of money. Chen tzarach litzin shear zeh. Let's talk as if we had bought the animal and brought it as a korban. Shei kishay beisim itashkayim or yechayim lohavi yichatis. Melo aminim, he must have melacha deraisa. A person does melacha deraisa, he has to be in korban. So now that we've done worse, and we caused the basement to be destroyed, so you don't have to pay the money. Right? So we're gaining from our averus. Bizar shalo yermer shudas and zav, rechatos, you should not say you're giving it for a korban, chatos. Rech yermer shem welcome chatos, nois and zel estok. You should say, in the place of a chatos, you're giving this estok. If you say it's for a chatos, it becomes kodesh. The Kosovo Hapor Svartim, they also write, Shemeonoch and Shemer Parshas Chatas, you should say the Parsha of Chatas, because we say when a person reads the Parsha as if he brought the Korban. A person should understand what he's saying. If a person can't fast, if he doesn't want to fast, he can be paid each day for 12 pshitim. Shnei masa pshitim, he'd pay aleph. Shub chai mos, which is 18. Vizeo shir apochos, he'd mefshalo, that's the minimum shir. Vashir yitin yaitz, Vashir should give more. Kolafi ashroi. Shaitam opinion, Shashokal Tsara Moman, Kineged Tsara Tainis. The goal over here is that the money should bite. And it's equivalent of the pain of giving the money is the equivalent of giving the fasting. So, you know, giving 18 cents, pennies is not going to bite you. Now, I give $180 for each Tainis, he'll notice. Right? So the answer is somewhere in the middle, right? Okay, Chav Zayin. You have a ember in a place which so it's hot. And it's a place where people can walk by and not realizing it and touch it, you know, by mistake, touch it and burn themselves.
What is it that's sticking out?
Kecheles is a piece of hot an ember of wood, you know, hot coal. So, either can be made of a hot piece of wood, a piece of wood which is on fire, or it can be a piece of metal which is heated up. So, you could put it out. You pour water on it, put it out, because otherwise, people will hurt them. There's a potential for somebody hurting themselves. Okay. Ben im hisha mateches. Beinim hishal eitz. So the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch says it can be metal or wood. Rambam oyser b'shal eitz. The Rambam says wood is oser. Now why is that? The Rambam sheet is malach shenetzich l'guf es chayiv. So we said that the definition of wood is. It's only kib is only chayiv amanas lasis pechum. So if it creates pechum, so it's mochas hirishuk lagufa. But the ma'aser created pechum. So kran the Rambam, that's chayiv. So no, this was not a het over here to matar and the rice. Whereas metal is not creating any pechum at all. So even the Rambam holds that's not going to be melacha the rice. Mashenkin, by according to the first opinion, holds even by eights, at worst it's melach genesis l'guv, which they hold is only the rabbanon. So they're mounted the rabbanon for to save people. To save people. Peza pebeis yochel l'chabeis. Umarish ein lo eitz eich l'tal to lo l'makom zeh. The option of moving it doesn't exist. The fanoyz of the makom acher. Shane Rav Mitzvah, but he can't move it to somewhere else where people will not get to it. It's better to move muksa than the yarv of this or putting it out. Now there's another malacha besides the malacha mechaba by metal. When you take something which is metal, which is very hot, and you cool it down very quickly, you throw water on it, so it increases its tensile strength. That's mitzarif. You're strengthening it. So why over here isn't there a problem with tzarif, which is instead of the malacha deraisa of tikkun kli? So the answer is that's not what you're intending to do. So it's not considered a tikkun. So tikkun kli has this concept. Where do you find it? There's a Magen Mishnah which says, I don't understand. The Gemara says that if a person goes and takes a splinter off a piece of wood to use as a toothpick, he's chay melacha d'oraisa, he made a kli. If he pulls it off, not for that purpose, just not to use for anything, it's not also b'klal. Why isn't it Lachashenes Yechel Gufa, which is also Mir Rabbanu? She says that the malach is making a kli. When you pull off a piece of wood, not to use as a toothpick, it's not just a toothpick because you don't need it. It's not a toothpick. So it's not just you did a malach of making a kli, but then it's shichel gufa. You didn't do a malach. And shichel gufa means you did a malach, but the tach of the malach you don't need. So, but when it comes to these type of things, the mamana shoch, either it's totally derisa or it's nothing. He says similarly, the case when you take off the berries off of the hadas. So in the case of they would take the dalminim on Shabbos. So if you take the halachas, if there's more berries than leaves, the hadas is possible. So the person, Morris says, if he needs the hadas, he takes the berries off. He's over. He was masakan. He made the hadas functional. He made the kosher hadas. It's more in sukkah lamagim. But if you don't need it, he has a different hadas. Morris says he's not doing anything because if he doesn't need it. He's not making the kosher hadas. He's eating berries. He's taking berries off. Especially it's malach genetzi lagufa. I made a functional hadas. I mean, there's a million hadasim out there on the trees. They're not called hadas leaf, branches for dalaminim until I decide to use it for that purpose. So he says, something over here, when I come to Tziruf, if I'm not trying to strengthen my metal to use whatever purpose, I didn't do something which is called Malacha Mitzarev, which is making a kli better. I didn't do that. I made this metal a little bit stronger. That's not a tikkun, which is significant. Okay. Okay. Bain Shalates. The Kiva Shachai Minatar Hudafka Kishimachab Paydalad. Be real. Kiva Shachai Minatar Hudafka Kishimachab Lassus Bechamen. He's extinguishing it with intention to make this charcoal, which will allow him to light it better the next time. That's called Tzirchel Agufa. The only way I can get Bechamen is by putting the item out. I will stam kibui. I just don't want the fire. They said it's better to do it. A case where the danger to people's life, people's health, it's not life threatening, but it could cause damage to people's bodies. Chazal did not make the Yisid Rabbanan. So it's only mutter because of Nezek the Rabbim, he says. Okay? And we had this idea before by Tzod. But if the snake is running after a person, he doesn't want to use the snake, so it's an Tzirchel Agufa. If he's not capturing the snake, they have the snake. He's capturing the snake, no, they shouldn't bother him. And then he'll go do whatever with it. But his goal isn't to have the item. So it's Melech HaGenesis Yichel Agufa. When we said it was Mutter over there, even though it's not Hezek the Rabbah. Right, over here, it's only Mutter because it's Hezek the Rabbah. Over there, we said it was Mutter, even without Hezek the Rabbah. Rosh Hashanah says over there, the level of potential danger was greater. That the snake, case where the snake was running after him. Even though it wasn't life threatening, but it was running after him. That's a more body type of nezik than this kachelis, which people might burn themselves on. So over here, the only matter because it's a hezek of rabbi. Over there, they're matter by hezek of yod. Now, welcome hezek of the money also commercial customs. We weren't matter in order to save money, damage the money. We weren't matter in order to keep way to save. Money, we were not matter. I told him to go. Yeah. But Ram is still late. The Ram has long said I have a problem. The Chai b'malocha, shenet tzichel gufa. Ram passes like your Behuda. Malocha shenet tzichel gufa is chayiv. Chen osu b'shaletz. Ram holds, so by case of eights, where he's making charcoal, just, he doesn't need it for that purpose, But that's the defining element of the malacha. So that's an issur deraisa, according to the Rambam. So you can't be matir. Avashem atechas leke isur kibim min atero v'kuliyama deinu sarif. Because it's not on fire and the concept. The extinguishing means that there is a fire which is consuming and you're stopping it from consuming. Over here, it wasn't consuming it. It might have had a lochem deraisa when you make. It's red hot. It's called like you're making a fire, but the malach of kibbe is to extinguish that fire which is consuming, and that you don't have. The main psak is like the first opinion that malach says that malach is the rabbanon, not the raisa. So the. Therefore, we pass in that even any case where there's a potential of hurting, damaging somebody of the rabbin, you're allowed to do kibbutz. So now, translate that in the Aruch HaShulchan says, based on this, we have a head to put out fires nowadays, because we're not doing it to make pechon, which is only the rabbonim. And there's the potential of hazard to rabbin. The fires spread, the large fires. So embers will fall all over the place and hurt people. Even if it's not life-threatening, there's still at least a danger to people out there. So that's we another have to that nowadays you'd be allowed to put the fire out based on this sif over here, sif chazan.
But we said that we're not doing it for pechon, but back then they would.
No, then they weren't doing it either. But then this chashash, their houses weren't the size of our houses. So the house basically was your straw house went down. It went down straight down. Or your adobe house went down. It went down. You have a large house with a lot of wood. It catches on fire. The pieces of fire are going to pop. Who knows where?
Unfortunately, in the last however many years, we saw that it didn't spread. I mean, to my knowledge, it didn't spread to homes around. And the three fires that were here.
Yeah, well, that's because they put them out, Baruch Hashem.
I'm saying, within a certain amount of time, you know, with the fire department coming in, so,
right,
so nowadays, do you say,
that's because
Baruch Hashem is saying that nowadays we have a heter to put out the fire.
Well, they didn't have the fire departments that we have.
Right, so then nowadays...
It's better to call a goy. No shadow is better to call a goy. And you have a goy to... Same, if that's not, you know... That, in those days, the fire brigade wasn't enough. The whole town pitched in to put out the fire. Their fires spread very quickly.
So nowadays, a fire starts. It's going to get bigger, but if you could stop it. Let's say there's no one's in the house.
If you could block it through grama like we had before, you could do it. If your question is putting it out directly, it's better probably to call the goy than put out directly.
So call the goy with a shinoi?
Right.
All the fire department. Right. And if you do a grama, it's going to
grama's
save the house. That's right. Nowadays I'm saying fire starts in the kitchen. How do you do a grama?
Well, the grama,
you wet the ceiling and the walls?
See, if the concern is that it's going to go to the ceiling, so there's very hard to grama on that. But I mean, you could wet this, according to the sugar pass, you could wet the ceiling. But if the fire is spreading this way, you can make a ring of water. According to the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? Yeah, good? I mean,
so grama's fine, but to outright do it, if there's no sakana sefashos, we're saying it's also. If there's a suffix sakana sefashos, then you can put it out straight.
If the person believes by calling the fire department until that happens, there's any potential for danger, put it out.
And by danger, we're saying lives on the line.
Lives, yeah. So the puzzle also nowadays, one of the big fear we have now is because we have gas lines. We have gas lines, we have, you know, there's gas lines, you have electric boxes, you have things which can explode. Hmm. So the fire goes too long in a house. Things get. There's another element of danger which didn't exist.
And kibbutz d'oraisa would be even with carbon monoxide, with like a chemical fire extinguisher.
Well, wouldn't
kibbutz kibbutz or kibbutz only with water?
No, kibbutz, yeah, the rest of any material. Smothering it is also kibbutz. But it's only the rice if you want the pechon. Okay.
So worst case scenario is if you take out the fire, it's an issur darban because you don't want the pechon.
Correct. Which is why that was the sefer trumas. That was the sefer trumas shita that. It's only usur because the reason why Chazal asur the hatsola is because you might carry it to Rishus Rabbim. That's why we limited the hatsola. If we allow him to start getting involved in kibui, he might come. Well, his goal is not to save everything. So the next thing he'll say, you know what, I'm shut up the fire, but I want to save all my items and start carrying out to Rishus Rabbim. That's how the Sefer Rishum learned. Because he said, it worse is in this Malach HaDrabonim. The Maisa, the Rishulchan Aruch Pasuk, not like that. The Ikar Pesach was not like that. That Chazal don't want you doing Malach HaShenesich L'Gufus. And the Ran says, why is that? So now, there's a shalom in the Ran, Adi Maaz in the Ran, but the Ran says, Malach HaShenesich L'Gufus is the most karma level of Drabonim, of any Drabonim. Why is that? Because there's absolutely no difference in the Maisa at all between that and the Raisa. It's all a question of intent.
Looks like you're doing Drabonim.
Right, so, you know, you have to have one, you know, Heverman that says, "Oh, listen, you know, at least Baruch Hashem, I have fuel to use, firewood to use when I rebuild my house." Boom, that's Malach D'oraisa. He's putting
if
it out.
The person has that thought.
The person would have that thought, just pop in his head. You know, I'll put this out. I'll have all this wood. I can't live with it anymore. But I can use it for firewood. So then I have fire which catches better. So I did Malach D'oraisa. So Chazal don't want you going there with kibbutz based on Malach HaShenesich L'Gufa, by the case of Deleika, because, so now, some Achronim learn the Ran only means by Deleika. Because since by Deleika, you're dealing with Behilus. So,
what's the
so to keep in mind exactly what to think or not to think, the guy is in a state of not self-control right now. So even though he's doing something which is maybe, but you know, who knows what type of thoughts go in his head. But a case where there's no Behilus, like over here, it's not like, you know, there's a thing. You can sit there, you have a gachelis, let's address the gachelis. You know, it's not like this, the world is coming down. There's an ember in the middle of the street. Right? So what do you do? So think through. You should do it this way, you know. So and some say no. Any case of any shita go forward is more chum. But
even according to the shita, though, Rabbi was saying that according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can wet the ceiling because that's ground kibbutz. But according to what we're saying, wouldn't we say that even according to the more machmir opinion, you could also do ground kibbutz with the ceiling because anyway it's an issur darabon.
If there's no chashash or hezek l'rabim, you can't do. They weren't matam l'chashash and tzich l'gufa. There was a heter here was because there's a potential hezek l'rabim. So if I have a case where I believe that this house is not near, no proximity to other houses, is not going to spread, the only concern is this house, and I get everybody out of the house and far away, there's no hazard rabbi.
Let it burn.
Right. Wow. Okay. That's the thing. So in our houses, the person said they're close enough that we you don't rely on that. But you have these larger houses, you know, in Potomac, you know, there's a good quarter of a mile, a half a mile between the houses, you know. Let it burn. There are some advantages to the smaller house.
But Rebbe said that with the electric box, right, that presents an issue of explosions and with gas lines.
Right.
So,
again, depends.
So practically, are we saying that
in general,
extinguish it and it's.
Well, the best thing is usually you can call the fire department. Usually, the time that's going to happen, the fire department will do that.
Okay.
Most people, anyway, don't know how to put out a fire themselves after a certain point. Shin lamed hey, din chavis shenishpero. Aleph chavis shenishpero. So a person has this barrel, and it breaks. So again, Chazal, we're worried over here that if he doesn't move quickly, he's going to lose all of the contents, the wine, the oil, whatever it is inside over there. So we're afraid he's going to go fix, he's going to need to carry things, which is a rabbin, we'll try and fix the chavis, so these are malachas to raise. So Chazal made a limit. Until the man wasn't sure. You let us say three meals worth. Like we said before, that's if it's at night. If it's by day, it's two meals. And if it's by four shalshur, it's only one meal. Filu b'kelim harbe. You do not need to do that. It's even in many kelim. If you have one large container, you can save as much as you want in that container. Like we had before. By Duleika. That one kli was more mutter. Barma lacherim. You can come and tell other people, come and join us. Come say for yourselves. Okay. Ubilvad shilo yiswek. Okay, this process of saving, you put the kli down and the liquid pours into it. Or it's on the ground, and I take a bucket and I scoop up some wine off the floor. But do svig, be soifing it, which is sponge it up. Don't put a sponge down where the wine is. So in order to draw all the wine in, and later on with intent to squeeze it out, because there Hashem Yisrael might squeeze it out on Shabbos. I feel him yesh loy. Now the gzera Hashem Yisrael, we'll see here. There's two Hashem Yisrael gzeras. One is while you are dabbing it up, you might squeeze. So there's an interesting halacha by Zweig. Im yesh lebeis achiza, lecha chashash schita, afil im yesh lebeis achiza, lecha chashash schita is osur, shal yaseh dekner shu esu b'cha. We say that if the sponge has a handle, so the act of putting it down, if I have to hold it, by definition, I'm going to squeeze it to put it down. If I have the handle, I'm not. There's not. We don't assume there's a definition. He's going to squeeze it down by putting it there. Okay, so that problem with schita there isn't. But we still have. We don't want you doing it the way you do it on the weekdays, because for now that you have it in there, what are you going to do with it? So you go over to the container and squeeze it out and go pick up some more. Right. That's. So we don't want you doing it the way you do it during the weekdays, even though there's no schita involved as you're doing it right now, because you might come to the bisachet. And lo yitapach b'shemen, you can't put your hands down on the oil to gather, make your hands all oily. L'hachnis yodur l'kan, l'hachnis yodur, you stick your hand in it, and then you go over to the rim of the kli, l'kan l'besazgli, and you rub your hand against the rim, and all of the oil rolls off into the cleat. So Chazal did not you do that either. Now, v'yesh armim dafka chavish and ishbaro shebohu. This whole case is talking about a case of chavish and ishbaro, which the person is both, he's overwhelmed. Im yatzel chashinan she sucked in, we're afraid he's going to come and fix it. Alim nistak, it didn't break, it got a crack. And ove tif, it's coming out. It's tripping out. It doesn't have the same sense of urgency. Mutal hatsa b'kelim, likloy to the tzaref. You can go get kelim and put in as many kelim as you want, as much as you want. Likloy is to gather it off of the ground. But the tzaref means the catch the liquid on the fly. So you put the tzarev is like lashon of tzarev, connect, combining. So you want to put it close by. So if you put it close by, you're catching it before it hits the ground. So that's called Sira. So all that's mutter, according to this opinion. We had before by the Leica also. There's a difference between two different chatzeres. In a case where you have from one house to the other house, which doesn't have any similarity to going into Rishus Rabin, so that's totally mutter. Right? So that's some will say that. Then we have like we had before. Aleph. Chavis Shinishbara. Ben Chilik Ben Shinishbara will Nishbara Chadayan Lagami Alaurits. Ben Shinishbara Chavar Alaurits. There's no difference whether the liquid hit the ground already or not. She recalls that Chashu Chachamim Shinavar Lahatra Lahatzel Bekelim Harbe. If we let the person go gather as many containers as he wants to save all of the liquid, so Yosef Mishal shows more than three meals worth. Mitoch Shu Bohol Lachazar Acher Kelim Harbe. Since he's overwhelmed, he has this urgent need to go without concentrating to get as many kelim as he needs. He might bring some kelim to the Rishus Rabbim. He might fix the barrel. That's a loch of the rice. Now, v'yesh shesarvim, those who say, well, that's the concern. It's already spilled out totally. It's done already. Now your goal is to gather up the liquid so that you don't have that same level of behilus, that you're in this urgent rush to go catch it before it spreads and whatever. It's on the ground already. It's already done. So we'll not have the same limitation. We don't have. There's an assumption in the halacha by the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam follows it, and the Taz of the Magen Avraham, and the Mishabura, the Steer Mishaburas, that what is the definition of Rishus Rabban? So the Gemara clearly gives the definition of Rishus Rabban. The Gemara says that it has to be something made for the hiluch of the rabbi, it's made for people walking through or gathering in, and it's 16 amas wide. So the plaza of the town square is just a rabbi, and the main thoroughfares which would go through the city are mishas a rabbi. Rashi and Ervin adds another condition that it has to be traversed by 600,000 people, because the source of the rabbi is from the midbar. In the midbar, the Mor makes a calculation that the road was 16 amas wide. The road where they traveled with the Agolas. It was 16 amas wide. This morning's landing, right, the Agolas. Right? 16 amas wide. And it was made for traveling. But there was also 600,000 people who walked down it. Everybody went down that road. The Mor never says that criteria. That's Rashi's herself. But the Beis Yosef passes like it. In Simon Shin Mem Hei. You need that also. Therefore, nowadays, we say that generally we don't have that type of a situation.
You need 16 amas and 600,000 passengers.
Correct. You need 16 amas and 600,000 people. Now, 600,000 people, there's two questions which you have to be explained to 600,000 people. You have to explain over what distance and over what time period. Right? So, remember in Cleveland, there's Tel Shiva is on a street called Euclid Avenue. Euclid Avenue is Route 6. Route 6 goes all the way till Providence, Rhode Island, goes all the way to Boston, Massachusetts. I can guarantee you that from Route 6 in Boston, Massachusetts, till Route 6 in Cleveland, there's 600,000 people. But that's not relevant to us because we're not looking at that type of a distance. So you have to clarify what distance we're talking about. But with the Shulchan Aruch passing, therefore nowadays we assume there's no Rishus Rabbah. Because you don't have 600,000 people traversing it. And the Taz and Magen Romas to that also. So, therefore, since the whole reason why they asked it is because you might carry something through Rishus Rabin, so you can't totally remove the Gzeira. But if I could give you a case where it's not exactly the same case as the Gzeira, it's already spilled. You don't have the Behilus. And anyway, the concern of Rishus Rabin doesn't really exist, so we can be Makel and allow you to use as many Kalim as you want. So he said it's permitted. But he does say, however, when you do put it into containers, you can't bring in the gigantic containers. That's like a weekly type of an action. You don't usually gather it into small containers. And that itself helps you from not doing the malacha deraisa, because why am I putting it? I have all this liquid here and I'm gathering it up in cups. That's strange. Well, that's a reminder that I shouldn't do malacha deraisa. So the combination of the two is, we don't have Rishon Zeram as manazeh, and you're doing a shinui, those are things that would be matter. That's the one more that we should bring them to hold it. Wasn't Shalosh Sudas. Hanukkah Mechilas Arvos. Again, that's like we said before, three meals if you haven't eaten by night yet, two meals if you haven't eaten by day, and one meal if you haven't eaten Shalosh Sudas. Because Shalosh Sudas is in relation to Shalom Adalot, Ein Shal. Vayim to Sefer Shabbos, to Sefer Kodosh Shabbos, Shekosav. Teichel Yain Motsu, Vedarek Lishtresu B'chol Yom. They drank it besides during the meals. Umakosh Ken Shar Mashkin Sheinim Beyarker, all the liquids which are not expensive, kolkach, shesun kolayim, they drink it the whole day. Yochal hatzot tvei, shein kevel l'shtiyah. So then its need is greater. Food, we say, people eat and they don't, you know, they didn't snack, they didn't have like three snacks in the middle, you know, they had three meals at Shabbos, and that was it. So they had those three meals. But drink, we let you drink, let you save more because ain kevel l'shtiyah. Okay, let's hold it here. So we're holding by Sif Katan, Shinam Hesif Katan Gimel.